The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Everyone knows that politics isn't working. Everyone can feel that the country isn't where it should be. Tonight could, just could, be the turning point. From here on, I will give everything I have got to make it so.
That's Andy Burnham, who's won the Makerfield by-election. He's promised to put the country back on the right track. So what does this mean for UK politics and the Labour Party? For more on this, I'm joined by Philip Webster, who's former political editor with The Times. And Stephen Pound is with us too, former Labour MP for Ealing North and former Northern Ireland Shadow Minister. You're both welcome to the programme. Stephen, first to you, were you shocked by the scale of the victory?
I was astounded, to be perfectly honest. Last night was a whole series of firsts. I mean, leaving aside the Scottish results, which was pretty extraordinary, what happened here? This is the first time ever, I think, that the percentage of the people voting has increased since the last election. Also, the party and government has actually increased its vote. Now, the Conservatives, the Greens and the Liberal Democrats were down minuscule. You had to have a microscope to see their votes. So what it really is about, firstly, it's about the personality of Andy Burnham. There's no getting away from that. Secondly, it's about the fact that British politics, the old system, no longer applies. We're almost in a pick and mix situation. It reminds me of elections I used to go to in Ireland, where people had to vote for number three and number two and number seven. You know, it's all over the shop. What it is now is people
we like are it, tactically though.
Voting. Oh, yeah, it worked for you. No, we're copying you here. But look, the main thing is that the Labour Party is now in a completely new place. There's things in the paper today about Keir Starmer has managed to amass a wall chest to sort of fight off any challenge. The reality is that the mood in the party, and I think the mood in the country, is that we do need to reset. Now, Keir Starmer's always talking about resetting with Europe. I think the country is going to have to reset with Keir.
What does that mean?
What it means is that a dignified change is inevitable. Now, whether it's messy or whether it's calm, whether it's dignified, that's entirely up to Keir and his inner circle. Like all of us, we respect Keir for his dignity, you know, his decency, and his hard work. But the fact remains, he is not cutting across. He's not reading the room. He's not actually reaching the people in the way that Andy Burnham demonstrably has done so. I mean, there's a real excitement up there. I couldn't believe it when I was up there. I think he's a bloke wandering around in a black T-shirt and a pair of glasses, and he's got people swooning in the street. Now, the trouble is this one swallow that doesn't make the summer? Is this about an individual? Or is it really about the fact that the country is facing existential challenges? We know that potentiality for war. We've got, you know, Russian ships, the Admiral Grigorovich firing on one of our British yachts. The country is in a very, very dangerous position. Is it time? And I think the answer now is yes. Is it time for us to actually change the captain on the bridge?
OK, Philip, to bring you in on this, I mean, they may be swooning in the street over Andy Burnham, but Keir Starmer is certainly not swooning. He is, from what we see today, you know, the very muted congratulations to Andy Burnham, but he is for staying. And we know that last Wednesday he more or less offered him a gig in government if he wants it. But there's no indication that he's going to make way here.
At this stage, there certainly isn't. I mean, the hope of Labour MPs and members across the country, as Stephen has just said, is that over the weekend he'll think and he'll realise that the game is up. I think we can say today that Andy Burnham will be the next UK Prime Minister. I think we can. I think it's going to happen. There is absolutely no doubt that were this to go to a vote of the membership would go for Andy Burnham at this stage. Keir Starmer's remaining allies, have been out there this morning putting the position that he has been putting all week, that he's ready for the contest. But I don't think any of them quite expected Burnham to win quite as well as he has done. He's, again, as Stephen says, he's beaten the rest of the candidates, all counting together. He has shown that he can beat Reform. And across the country, Labour MPs are worried about Reform. And if Stephen, again, right, no, not one swallow doesn't make a summer. And there have been signs during the during the long campaign for Makerfield that Burnham's popularity in the country has gone down a bit, and that's because the public has been seeing him, and they don't regard him quite as the great white hope that the people of Makerfield did. But clearly, he's far more popular than Keir Starmer. And to me, there seems little doubt that one way or another, Labour MPs, all of them that are out this morning, are praying for a dignified handover. They're praying that he'll come to realise this over the weekend. But if not, we're in for a pretty messy fight right up to the Labour conference in September.
So tell me how it would work if it's not dignified and if Keir Starmer doesn't concede. What does that look like? What needs to happen?
Well, if he doesn't concede, he has the right as the holder of the office to take part in any contest. So he doesn't have to get the 81 MPs supporting him that Wes Streeting would have to get if he wanted to fight, and Andy Burnham would have to get. Now, there is absolutely no doubt that Andy Burnham would get his 81 votes to go into a contest. Up until now, there's been little doubt that Starmer himself would get his 81. I wonder whether in the wake of what's happened in the last 24 hours, Starmer getting his 81 votes would be as easy as he thinks. I think it's far more likely that over the weekend, if there are no signs that Starmer is showing that he's having a rethink, I think one or two cabinet ministers will quietly go to him and saying, look, Keir, if you don't recognise the inevitability now, we're going to have to go. And I think that is quite likely to happen this weekend if there are no signs at all that Starmer is prepared to go quietly.
And Stephen, will that be enough for Keir Starmer to change his position if two of his ministers go to him over the weekend and say, as Philip has outlined, that the time is up?
Well, Philip is spot on here. There's a tradition in politics that's called the men in the grey suits. Now, of course, in the Labour Party case, it's the men in the grey boiler suits. But, you know, where we actually, you know, take the Prime Minister or the politician to one side and say, look, you know, absolutely, you know, the race is run. Now, what it really depends on is who those cabinet ministers are. Obviously, if it's Ed Miliband, you think, well, you know, maybe he's got some skin in the game. However, if it's someone like David Lammy, who's a very, very close supporter of Keir's, someone like Shabana Mahmood, who's very sort of centralist on this, if it's someone like that, then I cannot see how Keir Starmer can avoid looking down the barrel of the gun. And I think the reality is that when that happens, does he really want to go for an incredibly messy vote? Like we had, I mean, when we had the vote against Jeremy Corbyn, I think he got about 40 votes in the Parliamentary Labour Party. But if we actually went to a full-blown contest, that involves every single constituency party, the trade unions, the affiliated organisations. It will take the whole of the summer. It'll drag us on to the September conference. The last thing the nation needs is a period of intense introspection by the party that should actually be providing leadership, not looking inwards.
But is there still a competition if Keir Starmer bows out? Because you've Wes Streeting there as well, right?
I doubt he'll stand. I really doubt. Yeah. I think the chances of Wes Streeting standing against Andy Burnham are simply not on. I mean, I know Wes, but, you know, I know Andy pretty well. I mean, played football with him. And I, you know, believe you me, he's pretty good. I don't think that Wes would actually want to stand against him because he would know the consequences that would have for the party. And, you know, and let's not forget, in politics, the rule really should be country first, constituency second, party third.
So, Philip, we're imagining this scenario now that Keir gets the gentle push at the weekend and he accepts his fate. And then do we have a coronation of Andy Burnham? Is that how you see it playing out?
I think that's what they're praying for. By the way, Stephen, Andy played in my All-Stars football team that I used to run at Westminster. So I know him pretty well as well. He's a pretty good footballer. But
I do think that...
You played against
Sorry,
me, yeah.
I remember you for that.
But yes, I mean, I do think that you know, Labour Party has never been a party for coronations, really, but this time round they want one. Now, remember when Tony Blair gave way to Gordon Brown, it took 9 months for that to happen. I don't think anybody's expecting that to happen this time for that length of time. If Keir were to change his mind over the weekend and say, look, I do accept that the people have spoken, at least the people of Makerfield, and it looks like the people of Westminster, i.e. MPs and Cabinet, I think the handover would happen probably at the Labour conference. It would give Andy Burnham another few months to prepare himself for government. Keir Starmer could bow out with dignity. But, you know, we're going to know possibly this morning. We're going to hear from Keir Starmer this morning. We'll get a sense of how defiant he is, or will he have changed his mind overnight? We don't know. We're going to see from him this morning. But I think, as I said earlier, I think Andy Burnham is going to be the next prime minister one way or another. And that's whether there's a fight from Keir Starmer or not.
Is there any possibility that we could be facing into an election at the back end of all of this?
I would say no. I think Andy Burnham's made pretty clear that he would want to use the next 3 years. Bear in mind, Labour is still not quite completed 2 years of their term. Burnham will come in and he'll want the 3 years to make the change that he has said throughout is necessary. I don't think there'll be an election.
Do you think that it would be unwise for any of the other political parties to read too much into the reform result here, Philip, given that, you know, you're looking at a person in this constituency who quite clearly was wildly popular, Andy Burnham. So to extrapolate from that, that reform are in any way weak would be a dangerous thing to do.
Absolutely. That's a very, very, very pertinent question, because I think Nigel Farage realised pretty soon during this contest that this was not one that he was going to win. He didn't show up there very often. Farage doesn't like to show up in a situation where he's going to be the loser. But I don't think, you've only got to look back a few weeks to the local elections, and you could see that reform is a really serious force in British politics at the moment. We've not mentioned the Tories this morning. They had a surprise victory, or quite a substantial victory, up there in Aberdeen South in a by-election overnight. All the attention has been on Makerfield. That's a sign that Badenoch, the Tory leader, may be cutting through a bit. She had a campaign for North Sea oil and gas, and that seems to have played the key part in that result. But no, reform are not going to go away. Reform's worry really is not so much Andy Burnham. It's this other party, Restore Britain, run by Rupert Lowe, which took 7% of the right-wing vote in Makerfield. It wouldn't have been enough for reform to win had they got all those votes. But if that split continues, that's going to be worrying for reform. So yes, reform still look very, very strong in the polls. They've won a lot of councils now, so we'll see whether they can perform or not. They'll still be there when Burnham takes over. At the moment, Reform will be Burnham's main opponent.
Yes, and this is why he is an attractive prospect, isn't he, for Labour Party members and MPs, because it seems as though he has a much better chance of successfully being able to take on the Reform Party than Keir Starmer.
That's what they're reading from the result. That's what every Labour MP will read from that result. Very special case, of course. Manchester boy, or Manchester mayor, very popular in the Northwest. Is he going to be so popular down in London? We don't know. But they will go for him because they see him as their only hope at the moment of defeating reform.
Now, Stephen, you mentioned as well what happened in Scotland. Do you agree with what Philip suggests, that maybe it is Kemi Badenoch, the leader of the Conservative Party, who is cutting through?
I don't actually see that. I think she's not putting on a very good show at Prime Minister's questions. I think this question in Aberdeen South, it's an oil town. It was one of the richest cities in Northern Europe at the peak of the oil boom. Now, we all know that North Sea oil has pretty much been drilled out, and yet there is still a sort of a fantasy that you can dig and deeper and deeper, even though it costs more, you know, to actually extract it than it would be to buy it on the market. So it's a particularly local circumstance. However, the whole situation can now come into very, very sharp focus. because for all the talk whether reform's shot its bolt or not, we have a massive, massive by-election for the mayor of the Manchester region. Now, this is going to be the biggest civic authority anywhere in the United Kingdom. And this is the place which Andy Burnham was the mayor of Greater Manchester. He has to stand down. Reform have pretty much won virtually everything within that constituency. Now, Reform will be saying, OK, you know, we took a hammering in Makerfield, but in the next couple of weeks, we've got a very great chance to turn the dial back again. So this will be the big one. And this will be the occasion. I mean, Philip is, as you know, you don't argue with Philip because he knows his stuff. This is be the time when you realise, is Reform actually on the downslope, or was it an Andy Burnham factor? Because Andy Burnham will not be standing as the mayor of Manchester. He'll probably be the leader of Manchester City Council. I don't know. So that will be the time when everything will come into very, very sharp focus. And that's when we'll know whether Reform are actually dipping and diving, or whether Labour are actually going to win and keep Manchester, which, to be honest, they should.
Thank you both, Stephen Pound and Philip Webster. Thank you for joining us. And Keir Starmer is expected to speak this morning. We'll bring you the latest on what he says when he does. Coming up,
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.